This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Legislators will start grappling with a $1 billion budget shortfall next week. Senator Sharon Hewitt, a Republican from Slidell, says budgeting becomes even harder when certain accounts automatically get money. They call these dedicated funds.
Dedicated funds are things that were developed either by the legislature in statute or by the voters by constitutional amendment to get funding directly off the top.
And with over 300 dedicated accounts, that limits where cuts can be made.
The people then that don't have dedicated funds are the ones that are suffering all the cuts, and that's largely in healthcare and higher education.
Last year, the legislature ordered a budget subcommittee to examine every dedicated fund. Yesterday, they ran a fine-tooth comb through funds within the Department of Health that help pay for things like Medicaid fraud detection and nursing home care. Their job is to make a recommendation. Should the fund keep getting money, or should it be eliminated? If a fund is eliminated, it doesn't mean the money can't be replaced. But it does mean that the agency will have to come to the legislature to plead their case.
Let everyone justify their budget request and to defend their results. The legislature then gets to participate in the discussion as to what the appropriate level of funding is.
Hewitt says that's an opportunity the legislature doesn't have with dedicated funds.
They get the money no matter what, no questions asked.
These funds do help pay for services, and if money is nixed, some worry the service will be too. Hewitt says that isn't the goal.
Our point is not to eliminate the service. Our point is to, in many cases, eliminate the fund that gives you special treatment.
And give lawmakers more flexibility in budgeting. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.